Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. My name is Laura Adams, and I want to welcome you to the first Money Girl podcast of 2020. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best ways possible, you are in the right place. My mission is to help you live a richer life in every sense of the word. I've been hosting this show since 2008, so if you've been with me that long, or even not so long, you know that each episode is pretty wide-ranging. We cover a very wide variety of topics, including credit, debt, investing, real estate, business, taxes, insurance, money management strategies, and lots more. I get inspiration from you in a variety of ways through your emails, your tweets, your posts in my Dominate Your Dollars Facebook group, and also current events. And that is something that we're going to cover today, something that happened in the news. And also, if you're a new listener, I'm thrilled that you're here and hope you will stick around by subscribing. By the way, you can find notes for each and every show, plus the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. I am really excited to kick off the year with this show about positive changes that have been made to savings and retirement accounts. This show is for you if you've got a retirement plan. Maybe it's at work, or you have one for yourself as a business owner, or even as just an individual. Or maybe you don't have a retirement account, but you're ready to start using one. And I hope that's everyone listening. And every new year, I really think about my retirement in kind of a fresh new way. What I do is I set up automatic contributions for my retirement account. I have a SEP IRA because I'm self-employed. And I also make sure that I've got automatic contributions to my HSA or health savings account. And I just do that every year to make sure that I'm on track. So I would encourage you to do that as well if you haven't reviewed your retirement savings in a while. And we're going to cover more about what's going on with retirement accounts in today's episode. This is podcast number 620, called Seven Ways the Secure Act Changes Your Retirement and Savings. All right, let's get into the show. So just before the holidays got into full swing, when savings for retirement probably wasn't on your mind, Congress passed a massive spending bill. Now, while that may not sound like something important for your personal finances, as it turns out, it is. The SECURE Act, which is an acronym, so that stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. The SECURE Act was attached to this massive spending bill, and it got signed into law on December 20, 2019. This is the most significant overhaul of retirement and some other savings rules that have been passed in more than a decade. In this podcast, I'm going to cover seven significant ways that the SECURE Act changes retirement for individuals and the self-employed. The law makes many updates, but the regulations that I'm going to highlight here affect typical Americans the most. So let's get into it. Here's what you should know about seven main ways the SECURE Act affects your savings and retirement starting as early as 2020. Number one. Traditional IRAs can be used longer. So one of the most notable changes in the SECURE Act is the opportunity to save a little bit more money. Now you can make contributions to a traditional IRA for your entire life, or at least for as long as you have earned income, just like you can with a Roth IRA. Previously, the cutoff for making traditional IRA contributions was age 70 and a half. After you reach that age, you are just no longer eligible to put any new contributions into that account. So now that restriction has been lifted. So therefore, if you plan on working into your 70s, you can continue saving money in a traditional IRA. As I mentioned, as long as you have earned income. If you're over age 50, you can contribute as much as $7,000 as long as you've got earned income up to that amount. And if you're younger than age 50, you can contribute up to $6,000 to a traditional IRA. The spousal IRA rule also applies, which allows a married couple who file taxes jointly to each max out a traditional IRA, even if one spouse doesn't earn any income. So if you've got household earnings of at least $14,000, both spouses over age 50 can now contribute up to $7,000. So making traditional IRA contributions for a more extended period allows you to save more and get those valuable tax deductions. Since contributions are tax deductible and they reduce your modified adjusted gross income, they help older workers cut taxes, reduce Medicare premiums, and get the most out of their Social Security benefits. This new regulation can really make a big difference for those who are nearing retirement age, who need to beef up their savings and create more security for years to come. So again, that is the kind of the big win from the SECURE Act, that traditional IRAs can be used for your entire life as long as you've got some amount of earned income. All right, the second benefit that you get from the SECURE Act is that retirement account taxes can be deferred longer. Another significant benefit is that the SECURE Act pushes the age you must begin taking required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from age 70 and a half to 72. RMDs dictate a mandatory schedule for withdrawing money from a retirement account and paying taxes on them in a given year. By delaying this onset of RMDs, you defer taxes and allow your retirement nest egg to grow a little bit longer without being drained by mandatory distributions and taxes. That really makes sense as people are living longer and they're commonly working into their 70s. The new regulation applies to all types of traditional retirement accounts. If you turn 70 and a half on or after January 1, 2020, but if you reach that age before this year, you must follow the old rules and begin taking RMDs right away. All right, the third way that the SECURE Act affects you is that part-time workers have more access to retirement accounts. According to the most recent data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 55% of American workers have access to a workplace retirement plan. Many employees do work for small businesses that just don't offer one. However, part-time workers frequently get shut out of many company benefits, with only 36% of part-timers having access to a retirement plan. Well, starting next year in 2021, the SECURE Act allows more part-time employees to participate in workplace retirement plans where offered. They have to work either 1,000 hours in a year or at least 500 hours per year for 3 consecutive years of service. While it would be great if all employees had access to workplace retirement plans, reducing the number of working hours to qualify is definitely a step in the right direction. This legal update should be helpful for part-timers such as new graduates, working parents, and older adults who can't get or don't want to work full-time. But the law does not require employers to extend matching funds or profit-sharing contributions to part-time employees. Remember that no matter what company you work for or the number of hours you put in, you can still contribute to an IRA if you have some amount of earned income. So don't let the lack of having a 401k at work keep you from saving. The fourth benefit from the SECURE Act is that retirement plans can be tapped to start a family. There are limited situations when you can tap a retirement account before reaching the official retirement age of 59 and a half, or in some cases, 55. An early withdrawal that was not previously taxed will be subject to ordinary income tax, no matter why you take it out of a retirement account. And most early withdrawals will also cost you an additional 10% penalty, with some exceptions that do depend on the type of account you have, such as an IRA or a 401k, and also how you plan to spend that distribution. Well, the SECURE Act authorizes penalty-free withdrawals of up to $5,000 from retirement accounts when you use it to pay medical expenses, to have a child, or to adopt a child. Each parent can tap their accounts within a year of starting a family and avoid that hefty 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, while it's great to have the flexibility to dip into your retirement piggy bank for more reasons, it's still not wise to do that. The longer you keep your retirement savings growing, the more security you're going to have down the road. So don't take out funds unless it's just absolutely necessary. When you take out funds, it means paying income tax and losing the potential investment growth that those funds could have generated. Retirement contributions have a higher auto-enrollment cap. So with workplace retirement plans that allow auto-enrollment for participants, they typically include a scheduled savings increase such as 1% per year. This escalation is great because it ensures that you're going to save a higher percentage of your income over time up to certain limits. Before the SECURE Act, the highest allowable automatic payroll escalation of retirement contributions was 10% of wages. But now it's been raised to 15%, giving employees the benefit of saving a little more each year without having to make any administrative changes on their own. But note that if you participate in a workplace retirement plan, no matter if it includes auto enrollment and savings escalation, you can always opt out or change the amount you contribute at any time during the year. You can raise it or lower it. So you've still got the ultimate control over your account.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, the sixth way that the SECURE Act changes things is that retirement plans are less expensive to set up. Setting up a retirement plan, such as a 401k, it comes with some hassles and expense. Unfortunately, many employees work at small companies that don't offer retirement benefits. Well, the SECURE Act is trying to change that, and it makes creating a retirement plan a little more affordable. The business tax credit that employers receive for setting up a plan can now be up to $500 per year for up to 3 years. Number 7, retirement plans with auto enrollment are incentivized. The SECURE Act gives small businesses an incentive to set up a retirement plan that does include automatic enrollment for workers, of course, unless they opt out. Auto enrollment increases participation, and higher savings rates in retirement plans are good for employees. The new regulation gives employers a tax credit of up to $500 per year for 3 years to offset the expense of setting up a retirement plan or converting an existing plan to one with auto enrollment. This credit is in addition to the one I previously mentioned, which is for setting up a retirement plan in the first place. In addition to these 7 changes to retirement accounts, the SECURE Act also includes an exciting change to 529 college savings plans. So this is a bonus one for you. While this is not a retirement account, 529s are used by many people who plan on sending themselves or their kids to college. The new regulation allows 529 owners the flexibility to withdraw up to $10,000 to repay student loan debt. This expansion will enable parents with excess funds in the account to help children who graduated with education debts, or if a 529 owner is a student, they can use it to pay off current or future student loans. So that's a great benefit because so many people are struggling under the burden of student loans. So to sum up, the SECURE Act is a really big deal. It made almost 30 rule changes, and many of these regulations are pretty complex. I mean, anytime you're dealing with tax changes, it can be confusing, and they also require some long-term planning strategies. So I want you to be sure to consult with a certified tax accountant or a financial advisor if you've got any questions about these changes or you want to know how to use them in a way that's best for your situation. I hope the show will help you use some of these changes to your advantage. And maybe you're saying, well, Laura, I'd love to be contributing to my retirement account, but I've got too much debt. Well, if you're looking for some special help and guidance to improve your financial life this year by getting out of debt, I want to help you. I have created a best-selling online class that I don't want you to miss. It's called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. The bottom line is you're not going to get different results with your money if you don't take different actions this year. It's time. Take control of your finances and your debt by joining this super affordable class. You're going to come away with a clear debt reduction strategy to eliminate all your debt, and this includes credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt that you owe. You're going to get specific strategies for all those types of debt, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. If you want to learn more, I'd encourage you to look into it. All you have to do is text Debt Course, DEBTCOURSE with no space. Text Debt Course to the number 33444, and I'm going to send you an email that gives Money Girl listeners a very special 75% off discount just for a limited time. And you can also learn more at lauradadams.com. Check it out, and I hope to see you in the class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard, Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.